I feel my feet. All right. Death ahead. Top paper. I put my all upon the table, but round card.
The King of Diamonds. I don't know where the spoon is. You are going to be locked up for 50 years.
None of the world.
But if... This is Ralph.
Might be rendered into English as See How Strong. And the song originates from the most heroic period in the history of the Dutch people, the 80-year war against Spain, in which, outgunned and outnumbered, the Dutch emerged victorious and forged their nation. Meter Hoestet is one of the psalms, hymns, and anthems collected by Adrianus Valerius of Veere in Zeeland province, and published in 1626, exactly 350 years ago this year. The volume is called Nederlandse Gedenkklank, Memorial Songs of the Netherlands. It's hard to say how exactly this songbook would have been performed in the early 17th century. In those days, music was handled freely. If you had the notes of the tune, or even if you'd picked them up by ear from someone else's performance, you just went off and performed it the way you wanted. Voices, instruments, or any combination. But the version we'll hear now, the unaccompanied voice choir, is certainly faithful to tradition.
Thank you. And that was Tail Tottle's version of Magda Hoofstep. And just to prove that the tune which serves as Radio Nederland's interval signal in the English and in other language services can still inspire musicians of all kinds today, we hear a very contemporary version arranged by Dutch jazz trumpeter Kees Smal for 10-piece band.
Thank you. Radio-Canada. Good as a choice for this particular purpose, opening the show, as I'll explain in a little while. But here first, to refresh your memory, is the tune as it's heard in our Dutch language service. That's not the national anthem or anything like that, but it is a traditional tune recalling a key event in the independence struggle of the Netherlands, the 80 years war against Spain, fought over issues such as the right to self-government, the right to free trade, religious liberty, and so on. As you may recall, William of Orange, of whom the Oranges on the throne of the Dutch kingdom are the descendants, was the leading figure in that struggle. He's regarded as the father of our land. And in the song, In Naam van Oranje, which means In the Name of Orange, he is the orange referred to. The key event that I mentioned occurred in 1572, and funnily enough, on the 1st of April, which is April Fool's Day. Also happens to be my birthday, but please forget about that. A fleet of sea beggars, irregular men of war, fighting for Dutch independence and committing a little piracy on the side, was in English waters. Its leaders conferred off Dover to plan an attack on Holland to capture a number of leading seaports held by the Spanish occupying troops. England's Queen Elizabeth I disrupted their preparations, she announced she would not tolerate the sea beggar's presence any longer in English waters. Without any concerted plan, the fleet of small fighting ships crossed the North Sea and arrived at the small port of Den Briel, or Brille, in the southwest of the Netherlands. A ferryman called Koppelstok put out to sea and informed the sea beggars' leaders that there were no Spanish troops in the town. A 250-man boarding party was put ashore, rammed the gate on the 1st of April, and then prevailed upon the townspeople to declare for Orange and a free Netherlands. Somewhat reluctantly, they did so, and in the same year, several really important Dutch seaports also declared their support for William and for freedom. The song is not an ancient one, as it happens, having been written in the 19th century by A.J. Holemont, an obscure figure of whom no details are known. But the opening words, beautifully simple, are words every Dutchman or Dutchwoman knows by heart. In naam van Oranje, do open the poort. In the name of Orange, open the gate. It's the sort of song that people will start singing when they're standing, say, outside a football stadium and being made to wait before the gates are open to let the crowd in. So they start singing that. Open the gate. Start the show. Sort of a Dutch version of Why Are We Waiting? It's also a song that contemporary artists love to do in their own way. The Shepherds, for example, who add spice with snare drum and tambourine and a canonic bit, a catch toward the end. Version of In Naam van Oranje, the 19th century song about a 16th century Dutch event. Now, why does Radio Nederland use this as its opening tune for the Dutch transmissions? Well, the period in which the Dutch lived through fear and hope, much like the period of the war against Spain, was the Second World War in this century. Holland was occupied, but Queen Wilhelmina and the government were functioning in exile in London. Also in London, Radio Orange was broadcasting to the Netherlands, in Dutch of course, carrying the message from Queen and government. Persevere. One day the Germans will be beaten and Holland will be free again. So Radio Nederland is only the second Dutch radio station to use In Naam van Oranje as a tune to open Dutch language transmission. Less loftily, the song has also been turned, I might say parodied, to become a football song. Not very dignified, but indicating how much the tune appeals to the Dutchman in the street. In Naam van Oranje now as a European Cup football song by Pierre Keitner, who appears as Vader Abraham.
In Naam van Oranje, we hebben de kut. De leeuwen die zijn. We kwamen te samen voor een club. Waar Michel zijn hoofd mee kon doen. Onze berg was paarden, die leeuwen van ons. Ze gaven de rest van de wereld de bond. Oranje die heeft weer een klinkende naam. De leeuwen die hebben meer aan.
And that was Vader Abraham, highly popular creator of down-to-earth sing-alongs. So it's a song that can appear in all sorts of guises. But basically, as I said before, the song speaks of the will to force the issue of freedom. In the name of Orange, open the gate. That gate is the gate of the historic seaport of Brielle on April the 1st, 1572. It is also the gate to freedom. Thank you very much, Harry.
You are tuned to the English service of Radio RSA. Service of Radio RSA. Tuned to the English service of Radio RSA.
Thank you. Kilo. Stand by.
20 hours, Greenwich Mean Time.
This is the voice of Iran.
Radio Havana, Cuba.